This is just a real quick note. I've started a link for my shorts, but I haven't finalized it yet. So this is going to be a quick note. So what this is going to, I'll move this to the shorts when I get the link done. But what I'm going to do is, if I have a thought that needs to go out there, I'm going to put it out there. Because when you're in the flow, somebody needs to hear it. And so I'm not trying to destroy the system, because I can't. Babylon only falls when it falls. What I'm trying to do is show people what they're in. See, a lot of people are confused. They don't know why they're doing what they're doing. So I'm having to show you that you're surrounded by a system that is stealing your identity, plus they're putting an identity on you that's not even real. They're putting you under guilt, shame, condemnation, and putting you under the blue letter law when you're already free. If you're a believer, if you're not, you need the law to draw you to Christ. So long story short, what I'm saying is, this channel is not about destroying. This is about restoring. But it is about restoring unto truth, because the lies that we believe, we wanted to believe. We have to destroy our own lies. You have to be able to see through the gaslighters. You have to admit you gaslighted yourself. And so this channel is not about a revolution against Babylon, because Babylon is going to fall when God says it's going to fall. Revelation 17 and 18. And it's going to be, the church is going to be caught up. And then it's going to be during the tribulation that it falls. But some people are trying to get out, and they don't know how to get out. They're in the cube. And the word cube goes back to Ephesians 4 in the Greek. It's a system of lies. And it's the lies of mankind. You're being bombarded every day. You're being attacked every day. And it's sad. And if somebody spent their whole life trying to figure out what this place is, it's their duty to pass it on. And so, it was given to me freely, so I give it out freely. And everything's been decoded. A lot of people say, I want to be a time traveler. You already are a time traveler. You want to get out of time. Time is your enemy. Time is befallen. A lot of people say, I want to teleport. You already are. Every time you take a step, you're teleporting to your next state. You're spiritually teleporting. Everything's a projection. This is a hologram. It's a fractal hologram. Everything you need is right in front of you. The whole truth is right in front of you. No matter where you go, you're still there. The problems will go with you. Just if you change a location, you're still going to bring the same problems, because it's you. Either you're not setting the boundaries, or you enjoy the abuse of the system. You've got to wake up to the fact that the narcissistic system is not going to stop. Just like dating a sociopath, they're not going to stop. You have to stop. The narcissistic system will feed you all the lies, all the unhealthy stuff, until you say, I'm done. Until you cut off the internet. Until you cut off drinking. Because you cut off drugs or any kind of substance abuse. They're going to keep feeding it to you. You have to be the one to stop, because the system is a sociopathic system. It's not going to change. It's not going away. You can put Democrats or Republicans or independents or overthrow. It's still there, because it's based on the heart of man is deceitfully wicked. So mankind creates the lies. the men and the women create the lies. And if you believe the lies, you go into delusion. And so what this channel is about, is this channel is not about thinking I can destroy Babylon. It's not, and it's not even thinking I can save anybody. Only God can. All I can do is throw the truth out there. And if you want to chew the cud of the truth, you have to come to your own conclusion. It's not about judging. It's not about being mad. It's just about setting the helping the elect saints get free. Setting the captives free with truth. Only truth sets free. If you love a lie, if you believe a lie, you're a slave. And if you feel like you're a slave and you feel like that you're something's wrong, it's probably some lie that you have digested and you don't want to give it up. It's kind of like the cartoon where Linus would carry a blanket around. Your security blanket is that lie. And once you let go of that lie, everything changes. The whole house of cards fall. When you're dating a sociopath, and you've tied in with that sociopath, and you believe those lies. I had a sister in Christ tell me this. She said, as long as you believe the lie, you're stuck. But if you go back to the original lie that got you in it, you get free. You can't save the person. You can't change the person. They future faked you. They gaslighted you. They're two different people. Maybe three different. They're play actors. They're not even real. They wouldn't know what love was if it hit them in the face. It's all fake. And it grew exponentially because of Facebook and all these other MySpace and all. People learned how to gaslight. And people learned how to put a fake reality out there. And people digested it. You can call it, you can call them, I forgot what it's called now. The baiters, you know. Dr. Phil had wrote a book called Baiters. They're baiting you. They're putting the bait out there. The whole system's putting the bait out there. They're not even real. They can be in your house and they're not even real. You have to try the spirits. Just because somebody's living in the house, they might be sleeping in the same bed, they can still be fake if you believe the lies. The sociopath tries to get a person to fall in love with them really fast. And then the love blinds them to the truth. They'll go to counselor and say, well, I love this person. And the counselor is saying, yeah, but they're lying to you. They're not real. They're telling you lies. They're contradicting. They're not there for you. It's a one-way situation. They want to take, but they want to give back. Yeah, but I love them. So you believe the lie. Who do you love? The reason the sociopath is mad at you or the narcissist is mad at you because you loved a fake reality. You didn't love them, and they know you didn't love them because if you knew the real them, you wouldn't love them. They're mad that you think that you love them when they're just play actors. When you study narcissism and you study these sociopaths and these psychopaths, they think different. They love doing duper's delight. They love fooling you. They love pulling the rug out from under you. They love abusing you. They love when you go back for more abuse. They love when you forgive. I mean, you're supposed to forgive people, but that don't mean you have to take them back. They love when you forgive them and take them back. They love when they go away and you're thinking about them 24/7, 7 days a week. They love that because they want to be worshipped as a god or a goddess. They love when you think about them all the time. Why do they love that? Because they're void. They don't have any inner life. So they need somebody to think about them. Why else do they run around and cheat and lie and play games because they're running around like a mouse. They're looking for a place to hide. They're looking for some safety because there's nothing inside. They're void inside. So they're running from here to here to here to here to here to here. I had one tell me that one time. She said, I'm kind of like a mouse. I'm running over here, and I'm running over here, and I'm running over here. She revealed it, but I didn't believe it. See, they tell you the truth. They tell you the truth, but you want to believe the lie. You think you can fix them. You think you can change them. You think you can play God, and you get the scourging when you do that. The narcissistic system's not going to change. The corporate system's not going to change. You have to learn to play the game, but not become like them. You know what they are. You know the game, but you have to guard your heart with all diligence, for out of it flow all the issues of life. You can't change them. You can't fix them. You can't fix Babylon. You can't fix the system. You can only fix yourself. And you can only pluck a few people out if they want to get plucked out. But most people love the lie. They love the delusion. They love the American dream. It's a dream. They love American pride. Pride comes before destruction. They love the fake reality. And it doesn't, and I'm not even talking about America. If you were in China, it's the same thing. If you were in Russia, look at all the Russians who believe Putin. It doesn't matter what nation you're in. It's all Babylon. It's all the Roman Empire, the 10 toes of the Roman Empire. You can try to escape, but you're not going to be able to escape, but you can escape spiritually. You might go live on an island and create your own little culture, but as it gets bigger and bigger and bigger, Babylon shows up. And a lot of times, you can actually see Babylon in these churches. So somebody starts a church, and J. Vernon McGee said this, as the church grows, as the denomination grows, and they start getting bigger, the world kicks in, because the world wants something that's big. And you can actually see it in families. Families become little miniature cults. They have their belief system, they're in a box, they're in a box, in a box, in a box. It's a box within a box within a box. And this system is a box. If you can get a hold of that, if you can realize that the whole system's a closed system, and the reason it's a closed system is because the flesh mind of mankind is closed. And the only way you're going to open that flesh mind is cry out to God and say, Lord, what am I missing? Help. And then when he shows up on the scene and he opens your mind and you get a whole new view and you step back and you look, you'll say, oh, the whole thing's the Matrix. I can run to another city, I can change industries, I can change jobs, I can change spouses, I can change churches, but no matter where you go, it's the same line system. From medical to education to political, everything is the pyramid upside down. And the reason the pyramid's upside down is because it's the flesh mind. And the spirit mind is counterintuitive to the flesh mind. They don't have the spirit, so they can't hear you. They're spiritually discerned. That's in 1 Corinthians chapter 1. They are spiritually discerned. They can't hear you. And you can try to fix it. You can join a political movement. You can listen to Fox News all day long. But why does Fox News never mention Jesus? Yeah, it's okay to join a conservative party and fight for freedom of speech, but don't expect it to. See, the reality is you're in Genesis 3 repeat right now. And the same thing that's happening today happened then. And you see the 666 in Genesis 3. You see the gospel in Genesis 3. You see the witchcraft in Genesis 3. You see the mark of the beast in Genesis 3. You see the energy of the flesh in Genesis 3. You see the power of God in Genesis 3. You see the yin and the yang in Genesis 3. You see the sine wave. You see the cutting. You see the sacrifice. You see the blood sacrifice. You see everything in Genesis 3. You see the night and the day. You see Adam going down with a ship. Christ went down with the ship. He became sin for you. You see the prophecy of Jesus in Genesis 3. People say, well, people try to trick you and say, all these religions were before the Bible. Well, how did the devil create these religions? Because he was the king of Tyre. He could solve all mysteries. So in Genesis 3, 3:15 or somewhere in there, the prophecy of Jesus, her seed shall bruise your heel. The prophecy of Jesus came through right there. And so the devil created all these religions before the Bible was complete to fool you. Because the devil's a spiritual being. They're outside of time. And they know that every day is the same. The angels and the demons and the devil, they know that every moment is the same. Time doesn't exist. One time, I was asleep. All of a sudden, I was picked up by the devil, took to the kitchen. He showed me my toolbox, move back and forth, like time reversed. It shocked me. I said, Lord, help. And as soon as I said that, I was back in the bed. The devil picked me up and was laughing at me and mocking me. And my toolbox went back and forth in time. I was like, what just happened? That really happened. And when the Shekinah glory showed up and God showed me that most people, even saved people, are still in the flesh mind because you think time is linear. If you think time is linear, that means you're in time. But when you realize time is not linear, you're outside of time, you just stand back. And every day you see the same story repeating over and over. And what is that story? That story is the Lamb slain before the foundation of the world. The story of the cross. S-T-O-R-Y. His story. S-T is the snake on the cross. O-R-Y is having to do with. So that same story is repeating every moment of every day. And the reason it's repeating every day, it's just like a movie. That storyline repeats to bring you from the flesh mind to the spirit mind. That's why the Apostle Paul says, I travail in birth pains until Christ be formed in you. The word travail, it's just like a woman going into labor. Apostle Paul was travailing in birth pains until you had the mind of Christ. And when you get the mind of Christ, you're seated in the heavenlies in Christ. You know all things, the Bible says. He's given you all things that pertain to life and godliness. And the Bible says you know all things because you have the mind of Christ. And the reason you don't think you know all things is because the system's brainwashed you. The churches have brainwashed you. You're under mind control. And when you tell people, hey, you can know all things, they say, you're crazy. How can you know all things? Because it's really simple. It's really easy. The simplicity that's in Christ is easy. The Bible says they've tried to pull you away from the simplicity that's in Christ. It's so easy that the flesh mind rejects it. When you throw a boomerang, it comes back. And you spell it B-O-O, which is boo. So if somebody has a girlfriend, he says, what's up, boo? Boo, M is water, E-R is joint errors, rang is ring. God spread his seed, and it's like a boomerang coming back. God is gathering his elect. He spread his seed. You're per sons, per the son. You're just an offspring. The spring goes back to water. You're a derivative of the word. And so he's gathering his elect back home. Just like when you break a magnet, it has an attraction. Just like a woman, she's drawn back to the man. Most women don't want to be alone. They don't like to be alone. They want a man. The reason is the church is being drawn back to God through Christ. Everything is a reflection. Everything is a bringing back. When you look in the mirror, it reflects back. When you speak, it's a reflection. The sound waves reflect back. Everything is like a boomerang. Everything's like a magnet. Because he's sent out his seed, it spirals out from the word, from him, through him, and to him. So when the word, the Logos word spoke, he spoke it. And it spirals out. And inside that spiral is the word. It's from him, through him, and to him. So he spoke it out. By him all things consist. So everything spirals out from the word, Logos, Jesus. And inside the spiral, as it's spiraling out, Jesus is there. And then it boomerangs around and comes back to Jesus. From him, through him, and to him. So even as it's spiraling out, Jesus is in the midst of the spiral. As it's unfolding, as the universe is unfolding, the trees, the grass, I'm not calling the trees God or the grass God, but I'm saying he holds it all together, and that storyline is in a blade of grass. That storyline is in the leaves, in the branches. The storyline is in all created things. And as it spirals out, the same story's being told. And why is the same story being told? Because God is happy with Jesus alone. He's not happy with me. He's not happy with you. He's only happy with Jesus. And as that truth spirals out, as that created word, the Logos word, the Rhema word, as the word is creating, as it spirals out, it's drawing his elect saints back in out of Babylon. And what is Babylon? It's baby land. What is baby land? The flesh mind. Division. Fighting. What is spirit mind? Unity. Oneness. Truth. What is the flesh mind? Lies and death and murder and hatred and anger and bitterness and doubt and worry. The fake reality is Babylon. The fake reality is inside time. The fake reality is the flesh mind. The fake reality is that you think you're separated from source. When you are in the divided mind. But if you get a sound mind, you get back in the word, you chew the word, you drink the word, you saturate yourself with the word, you go back to source. The earnest of the spirit is an exact copy of Jesus. But you don't enter into that fullness because you're not, because it says when you see him, you'll be like him. But you can have the mind of Christ now, but you're still in this body. And that's why you'd have struggles. Man born of woman is full of trouble as the sparks fly upward. Your parents, your grandparents have trouble. Your kids, your grandkids are going to have trouble just like you have trouble. And so trouble is this whole thing is trouble. And the reason for the trouble is to teach you to overcome. And if you look at the angels staring down upon us in this wicked situation that we're in, And we learn to love while we're down here in this ridiculous place. The angels are looking at us saying, they're learning to love their enemy. They're learning to love their neighbor as theirself. They're learning to forgive and not judge. And they're learning to pull people up. Galatians 6:1, you that are spiritual, restore such a one with the spirit of meekness, lest you fall into same condemnation. So the angels are watching you. The watchers are watching you. There's a hidden hand. There's archons. There's cosmocrators. These are spiritual powers and principalities. It's a theater. You're actually the TV show. You're actually the movie. These beings, these spiritual beings are watching you. The watchers are watching you. Daniel talks about, there's two places in the book of Daniel that talks about the watchers. You're being watched. Everything you say, everything you think, everything you do is recorded. And it's going to be revealed either at the, it's going to be burned up at the Bema Seat of Christ, or it's going to be revealed at the Great White Throne Judgment, and they're going to have to burn forever. But the wood, hay, and stubble is burned up at the Bema Seat, and the born-again saint, the gold, the silver, and the precious stone is taken up. But your wood, hay, and stubble is burned up. And you will be judged for things done in the body, whether you're saved or not. But the ones that are judged, the unsaved that are judged, they're going to burn forever. And the smoke of their torment will rise forever. Because they wanted to be their own sacrifice, and they can't be their own sacrifice. So it has to be a burning forever to point back to the cross. So even the people in hell are pointing back to the cross. Just like every object in front of you points back to the cross, because every object is an object lesson from the cross, because everything's a derivative from that story of the Lamb slain before the foundation world, because God is content and happy with that alone, because God can't look on sin, and so Jesus became sin for us, and so he made a way. The veil was rent, and God opened up a way for us to get back in through faith, and the devil couldn't solve that mystery. He could solve all the other mysteries, but the faith alone in Jesus alone, the devil couldn't solve that mystery. And so that was hid until the church age. And the church age revealed it. But Abraham believed God, and it was counted for righteousness, even in Genesis. So my point is, it's always been faith alone. But the unsaved, the demons, the devils, they can't even understand it. They can't grasp it. How can it be faith alone? You got to be good enough. You got to keep the Ten Commandments. You got to keep some kind of rule. You got to be perfect. There's none good, no, not one. Everybody messes up. Long story short, you've got to overcome Babylon by renewing your mind and seeing past the game, seeing past the brainwashing. You can't fix Babylon. You can't change Babylon. You can't even stop Babylon. You can only walk out of Babylon, just like Pilgrim's Progress. You just leave. You make a choice. Say, I'm leaving Babylon. Physically, you're still in it, but mentally, spiritually, emotionally, you just observe it. You don't absorb it. Yeah, you go to work, you pay your bills, but you're just playing the game. It's all fake anyway. Babylon is fake. It's not even real. Paying your tax, they just print money. The money's not even real. The property values are not even real. The value of your car can change. The stock market changed. The whole thing's fake. It's all lies. But it's a system set up that you can use. You can either be a slave to time, or you can actually put seed in time, knowing the cycle is going to birth. You just have to change your perspective. Are you a slave to time, or do you control time? If you know every day is the same, then you can do plant seeds today that will harvest tomorrow. And nothing can stop it. The devil can't stop it. Your neighbor can't stop it, because whatever seed you plant today, the universal pattern, the universal archetype will reflect that seed, and you'll have a harvest tomorrow. You'll have a harvest next week. So if you set these patterns, and these patterns, you start planting seeds, you're making copies inside time. Instead of time telling you what to do and giving you habits and bad patterns, you change your mind and you change your patterns and you get a new harvest. And nobody can stop you except God. God will redirect you if he needs to, because the devil is a defeated foe. The devil can't stop you. Nobody can. But if you let them control your thoughts, your mind, your emotions, and your will, and your intellect, instead of you taking control of your own body ship, your body's a ship, instead of letting other people control your body ship, your mind, your thoughts, your wills, your emotions, your belief system, you take control of your own ship, then you can cut a course wherever you need to go, however God leads you. But as long as you let other people guide your ship, you're going to be tossed to and fro by the waves of Babylon. The draconian system will mess you up. You've got to take control of your own thoughts, your own beliefs, your own ideas, your own choices. What you know you shouldn't eat sugar. I know it. Why do we do it? We're letting the media tell us you need sugar. Or you want this sugar. No, you don't. They flash the advertisements. You want this. No, you don't. That's a lie. That's an AI program. You don't want sugar because it's going to kill you. But you want to believe what they put in front of you. It's an AI program. It's the flesh mind. You don't even really want it, but you think you want it. It's a program. You've been programmed. When you watch a TV program, you're not watching the TV program. The TV is programming you. You have to control your own self. They are controlling you without you even knowing it. That's the sad part. And so that's Babylon. You've got to take back your soul. Take back your will, your emotions, your intellect. Step back. Don't let them control you. Don't let your mama, your daddy, your kids, your family, your neighbors, your society. Don't let other people control you. Control your own awareness. Be the master of your own ship underneath God's authority. Don't let other people master your ship. Master your own ship. Become your own captain. That's the secret. Thank you.